Welcome to the Flow Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12:53, that is Pacific Standard Time. And today is November 29th. Now the year really is slipping away, isn't it? Just quick look at what's happening today. Then stock markets were relatively steady. The yen was a little bit weaker, but it was as high today as 113 and a quarter. Or 113 and a third, actually, and it is currently closing out the day at around 112.39. So we are getting a little bit of backing and filling here, and I think that there is an increasingly, there is a short-term oversold condition evident. The dollar has been so very strong, and it is still trading above 100 on the dollar index. And then when we look at oil, it pulled back really quite sharply in here today. So those are the things that we should perhaps look at. But I think what we really should lead off with is the bond markets. And I think it is an appropriate time to contrast the big pullback that we've had on the total return for bonds with what we had in the taper tantrum, which probably most people have forgotten about, what was in 2013. And we have had a similar sized move. Obviously, this has also pulled back and is trading below the 200-day moving average again. That's what we had the last time. Last time, though, it was because there was a major difference, and it was that LIBOR hadn't moved. And I think it is worth just taking a look at LIBOR, because that is something that really has had a very big impact. You can see that back in 2013, LIBOR was still contracting, but that is certainly not the case in here today. In other words, the discount rate is changing, and that is one of the primary reasons that people are considering that this is the end of the big bull market in bonds. But at the same time, we do not get a big bull market ending with a whimper, and neither does it end overnight. So what happens? Well, what have people been conditioned by? They've been conditioned very simply to buy the dips. And if people have been buying the dips, then they'd be looking at the big sell-off in bonds that we've had over the last few weeks and thinking, well, golly, this must be a buying opportunity. So we have a short-term oversold condition, and there is certainly the prospect of a mean reversion rally increasing here. Now, in comment of the day today, I've posted this excerpt from a macro report from Deutsche, which is talking about the flow of money that has come out of bonds and gone straight into equities. And that is the kind of flow that really can help to propel a market higher. We're talking about billions of dollars. And it is worth considering that the bond markets are multiples of the size of the equity markets overall. So if money is starting to flow out of bonds and into equities, then that represents a wall of cash that can help to propel equity markets higher. But at the same time, we have a number of political events that are lining up. And the first, of course, is the Italian referendum, and that's going to be on the 4th of December. Then we have the Austrian presidential elections on the same day. Then there is going to be the Fed's meeting, which is going to be on the 13th and 14th, I think, of December. So that's a number of data points overall that are really going to play pretty pivotal, going to be pivotal events in the context of most investor psychology. So there is certainly the potential for a little bit of an unwind of the short-term overbought condition. There is still that we have to continue to look at the banking sector. For the first time in quite a while, it has just stormed ahead. And I think that the tide of deregulation, of higher interest rates, that really is enormously positive for the banking sector. They might even start to be able to raise dividends again, and it has been a long time since anyone has regarded a bank as a dividend payer, but that is what they were considered before, and that's why so many people owned them. So There is certainly a bull market story for the banking sector, but again, it doesn't all have to happen in the context of a few weeks. We could get some pause and consolidation overall before then we get. This could well be one of the better performing sectors in 2017. And if we think about the sectors that might be better, might be the best performers in 2017, then we should probably look at something that has done enormously well in 2016. And in Nvidia was trading at around $25 in January, and it is closing in on $100. It has been incredibly strong on the upside, and this is the clearest example of acceleration that we have in any market. And now we obviously know that what this is going to look like when it eventually falls. And I think this is when the point and figure charts are really useful, because when you get something that is accelerating higher, when you get a three box reversal, well, then I think we will have pretty good evidence that it is over, and that then it will set us up for at least a reversion back to the mean. But of course, the mean is kind of a long way away. It's $40 away. So that's certainly something that we need to keep in mind as we head into the latter stage of the year, that we could get some pause and consolidation in the next week or two, but that the chances are that when people start to position themselves for what it is they want to own next year, would you rather own banks or would you rather own Nvidia? Having gone up 300% already this year, it is really quite unlikely that it is going to do similarly and in 2017, but rather that we're going to see things that are moving either out of very deep oversold conditions or that have a that will benefit from changes to policy. And I suspect that it will be policy that will drive these markets higher. And of course, tomorrow we're going to have the OPEC meeting, and it is a very large question whether they are at all relevant. There has been a lot of jawboning. There have been some very tough negotiations, and Saudi Arabia saying today that they don't have any need to compromise unless they get some kind of compromise out of Iraq and Iran. And that was the reason that oil prices were down almost $1.80 in here today. But I think that we can anticipate that there's going to be some agreement announced tomorrow. Because if they don't agree, then it is nothing more than a talking shop. The whole power of the cartel is that they can act as the swing producer. And if they cannot act to support prices, then this range, which has been already ongoing for 5 months, and we would have to give the benefit of the doubt to the most recent dynamic, and right now that is downwards. But I think that we could have an upward dynamic tomorrow if indeed the chaps at OPEC can coalesce around at least making a bullish statement. And that could help to push prices back up towards the upper side of the range. I think that they will have to deliver on a commitment to limit supply in order for prices to break out. But they are at a rather large disadvantage overall. The percentage of the global supply that they now control is less than it was historically. There is a very realistic threat from unconventional supply, which becomes progressively more economic the higher prices go. But perhaps more important than any of those considerations is that we could be approaching peak demand overall, at least in the transportation sector. And I think that it is worth starting to think about the Jevons paradox. This is the fact that Mr. Jevons back in the 1800s predicted that the UK would run out of coal. And that was because he failed to take into account that technological innovation would help to extend the mine lives of UK collieries, and that in fact 100 years later the country was using more coal than ever. Now, we know that price and technology have an enormous influence on the oil markets or any commodity market. In fact, it has a an impact on just about every market, regardless of what the factor is. If prices come down and technology improves, then the marginal cost of supply can come down, and that makes oil competitive. And that is something that is, I think, isn't really considered at all. That if we do, in fact, get a lot of additional electric vehicles on the road, and that I think does look to almost be a surety at this stage, considering how many of the auto manufacturers are lining up their production, then that's going to have a knock-on effect on demand for oil. But of course, what it will also do is it will free up a lot of oil, and then that will allow people to redeploy it into additional sectors. What it will also do is bring down the price of manufactured goods. And when we're considering that there are an additional 2 billion people that are going to enter the global consuming economy over the next 20 years, then bringing down the cost of manufactured goods, and not least those that are heavily influenced by the price of oil, will help to drive demand for oil. So we may see that its influence on the transportation sector declines. That needn't necessarily mean that overall demand declines, that we could have the prospect of a very, very volatile, very rangy environment for the next decade, but in the decade subsequently, then we could have new uses for fossil fuels developing, and that needn't necessarily result in a lot of emissions. So, I think that this is a pivotal time in the energy sector overall. And what we are, if we do think that oil prices below 40 are uneconomic, and then they are increasingly economic above $60, then that is a recipe for very volatile ranging. And we do have an example of a market that has done exactly that, and it's natural gas. And natural gas has been at really quite depressed levels and trading in a very volatile manner overall for a decade already. And prices are moving higher right now. In fact, they're breaking higher. And but of course, they are coming from really very depressed levels. They're, in fact, natural gas is one of the only commodities that actually went all the way back down to the prices that prevailed before the big bull market. And I think that that is something that really is worth keeping in mind with oil prices overall, that $40 is a bit of a floor at present, but that we could be in a very, very volatile trading environment for the foreseeable future. But we are towards the lower side of the range right now, so in the very short term, we could be moving back up towards the upper side of the range, and that what we would really be looking for is big overextensions on either the upside or the downside will be attractive trading opportunities overall, but that it is going to be very much a trader's environment. So I think with that, I'm going to leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.